Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, how is your change management plan coming?
Well, to succeed, small businesses must constantly evolve. Small business owners must constantly reassess and readjust, you know, what they're offering to their customers, how they carry out processes, how all of this can be an improvement. There's a lot of trial and error when running a business, which we know very well, right?
Yeah.
Which is why small businesses have to be agile in order to grow and thrive. So let's quickly look at three components of a change management plan.
All right, what's number one?
Reasons for making changes. Hmm. Employee turnover means a constantly shifting skill balance. Technology means a constant shift in capabilities, and customer expectations are constantly evolving. You know, these are the basic reasons a business needs to be fluid and how it approaches its success and makes constant changes to achieve that success. What are the shifts that you as a business owner see in your business expectations just in the last 3 months?
Yeah.
Get on board with those changes.
And be honest with yourself. All right, number
Absolutely.
Two.
Absolutely. Tracking progress with change. Once upon a time, there was a management strategy to throw a bunch of changes in the mix and see what sticks.
Yeah.
Well, today's pace of business requires a much more surgical approach to implementing change. So the key is to understanding the results of your changes so that you can monitor your key components or your key measurements to make sure those changes are making a good difference.
Okay, lastly?
Getting everyone to understand and getting on board with the changes, my goodness. Getting everyone on the same page on how to implement the change or a major transition can make or break your success. If your employees aren't there, you're not going to be there.
Right.
So be sure you're communicating the reasons and the benefits for the changes that you're designing into your business so your employees know how to make them happen.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.